Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece of the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive for motivational stack to see successful guests promote a self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. To pump the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Peach Man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So good to see you guys here. It is Sunday night, May the 13th, 2012. And of course, of course, of course, of course, you know where you are, live in The Remix. Good to see all The Remix family in the house tonight. Good to see you guys in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone. Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Can you guys hear me clear over there? Hopefully you can. Good, 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 good. Good, good, good greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix, you guys. No matter where in the world you're listening from, I definitely invite you to join us here live tonight in The Remix. And so glad to hear you guys and see you guys here from all over the world. I see you guys on the phone lines here. And I see the chat room is filling up. I want to invite you guys, if you're not over in the chat room and you want to come on over, let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can know how to get here. All you have to do is simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. You are free to come on in and join us here in the chat room. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. We're going to be doing a show tonight, and we're going to be talking about this energy that's here, of course. We'll be doing it remix style. Of course, we'll be doing it the way that we do here. The fire of the cosmic womb. As you guys know, today, right here in the West, this is the day that we actually celebrate Mother's Day. So first of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the amazing, wonderful mothers out there in the universe. Of course, we know that a mother's love is something to be celebrated every single day. But this is a special time that we have set aside here in the East to celebrate Mother's Day. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to absolutely every sister, young, old, in between, whatever we want to call ourselves, out there in the world, because whether or not you've given birth to a physical child or not, just being on the planet at this particular time and being a woman, you have many things that you have mothered. And so I just would like for all of us to join into this celebration and really begin to just celebrate this opportunity of the feminine energy in which we all come through this dynamic portal to come here tonight and to be in this present space. So happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, and just continue to keep doing an amazing job that so many of you are. Doing. I feel like I want to play my Save Me song tonight, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to have some fun tonight, you guys, and I do want to have you guys' participation as well, too. So we're going to do a lot of sharing, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I received so many phone calls and so many emails, so many messages from you guys just saying happy Mother's Day, so many tweets. And so it does me very well and really just puts a nice smile in my mind, in my heart, and in my spirit to just know that I crossed you guys' mind today. That's so important because, you know, when we love people and we care about them, it's definitely important that we reach out to them on special occasions like this, if not to do it every single day. So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm glad, and Sister Manya as well, too. She sends her love also. As the rest of the mothers out there, you amazing mothers, and all of you amazing brothers who came from amazing mothers, and all of you amazing soon-to-be sisters. So, yeah, got a couple of special treats for you tonight, a couple of people who will be joining us to do some amazing things. We're going to be celebrating sort of that fire, you know, that spark. That comes from within the cosmic womb, which comes from only that spark that you can get, the spark of life that comes from the mother. So that's what we're going to be doing right here live in the remix. So good to have everyone in the house tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call to tune in. Now, I want to say this. Tonight, I don't know about you guys, but I'm rocking my druzy sapphire ring, my blue druzy sapphire ring, and I'm also rocking my mystic topaz earrings, which are some of my most favorite earrings in the world, and just chilling here with you guys on the remix, because we're going to kind of get a little wild here tonight and have some fun. Have some fun, because that's what it's about as well, too. We do a lot of serious work here, so I always appreciate the opportunity of the ebb and the flow so that we can be able to get into just relaxing and just kind of having fun, getting to know each other. These are some of my most intimate times with you guys outside of the sacred sessions and the readings that I do that we get to connect. So I'm very thankful for that and all the connections, whether it be on Twitter or whether those connections are on Facebook or through email or just speaking to you guys on the phone or even seeing you in person. All of those things are very sacred to me, and I hold them dear and close to my heart. So let's get ready. Let's get ready. We're going to do a little bit of moving around, but I want to kind of give out a couple of things first. The first thing I want to say is I want to say thank you to the whole entire Remix family, because this could have never happened without you guys for making the Know Your Magic Oracle deck the number one best-selling independent deck on the planet. So I just want to say woohoo, thanks to everyone out there. And you guys are definitely using it. You're doing your magic and you're working with it. We're getting the stories from everyone out there. If you don't have the Oracle deck, you definitely need to get it. And I'm not saying that because I was a part of that. You don't have to take my word for it. You can go right over and you can go take a look at it. And all you have to do is go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. Go to cards there. And you'll see all the testimonies there of everyone who, when they initially got the deck, some of the amazing things that they're doing with the deck and just beginning to share that. So keep sharing, you guys. It's so important that we be this reflection for ourselves and each other. You guys know that I refer to the Know Your Magic Oracle deck as the Kim deck, you know, short for that term of Kemet, ancient Kemet, where our ancestors came from, and just really having that melanin energy in it. That deck has a lot of fire in it, too, wouldn't you guys say? A lot of cosmic fire in it anyway, and 10 goddesses are in the deck as well, too. So lots of gods in the deck. tattoo. So just amazing, amazing energy, and so much enlightenment is coming from that. So I just invite you guys to definitely, if you don't have the deck, to you want to get it, you do. It has been so helpful to me. It's so helpful to me, and I channeled the deck, you know. Those were some of the transmissions that I got, and the deck has just been so, it's just been really, really so helpful to me. It's a great way to help build your psychic muscles. It's something that we need to constantly stay reminded of. You know, I was having a conversation with Esther earlier tonight, and we were talking about how sometimes, you know, our family members, people we love and people we're close to, remind us to know your magic. You know, to know your magic, to really just live life with a purpose, because it's something that sometimes we all have to remember to do. You know, we connect with each other and we love each other and we're here for each other. And sometimes that's the best reflection that we get. It may not always be the reflection we want, but it is the reflection that sometimes we need to hear and be reminded of. So everyone who comes on the show, everyone, when you're sharing things, whether you're sharing on the Remix Family Wall or whether you're sharing over there where the Kim deck is or any of the other places, know that you're sharing that, but collectively we're all getting our lessons out of it, and that's such a beautiful thing. Also, I want to say thank you to you guys for the show on Friday night. It was amazing. And I got all of your emails afterwards of how those channels, speaking of which, of our ancestors, Ashe to them, coming from the other side, really just bring that confirmation. And I'm glad that I could have been that light for you guys to bring some of those confirmations through, to let you know that there really is no such thing as death. Not in the classical sense of how we know it, is that we are eternal souls. And so we do have that flame that continuously lives within us forever and ever. And so our ancestors, as they have begun to transition themselves, and some are still in the process of transitioning themselves at this time, know that they're still with you. Know that they have never stopped loving you, and there's absolutely nothing that you could do to disappoint them. They are definitely here next to you, and they are still loving you from a distance. So just wanted to put that out there. So I got all of you guys' emails, and I got all of your comments on Facebook and Twitter as well. That was pretty interesting. It wasn't the way that I kind of seen the show going, but I love surprises, pleasant surprises, I might say. And that was a good one, because as soon as we opened up and we started to have the communication with spirit, immediately what began to happen is my whole room became filled with all these different spirits. And so I'm looking around and I'm seeing all of these people here, and I'm like, oh, no. So some of you I got a chance to get to, and some I did not, but they were all here. I think you guys have known I talked about that portal in my bathroom. So they were all here. As soon as we started connecting with spirits, that's why a lot of times I would say, maybe that's not for you. It could be for somebody else, because they were stepping forward. They really want to have this communication with you. So set those altars up. You know, begin to get into knowing your magic and begin to get into connecting with your ancestors. They will talk to you if you want to reach out to them. They certainly will do that. And I'm just glad that, you know, I was really that devout for you guys, and have been for many of you, for your ancestors to come and really just begin to express those thoughts. And so that was really cool. It's always cool when I get to do that. So wow, you guys, I have a whole list of libations, ashes I want to give out, but we're going to do it collectively, and I want you guys to be a part of that too. So we're going to be honoring, you know, all of those amazing mothers that are here on the planet, and those that have also transcended themselves too. So just kind of get your mind in that time frame. It's going to be a night of sharing. It's definitely going to be a night of participation. So I would love for you guys to call in when that time comes in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines once we get ready to get into the share, because I'd love to hear from you guys. And who knows, maybe we'll do some real cool things tonight. We'll just kind of see where spirit leads us. Good to have you guys in the house. I really am. I couldn't wait for the show to come tonight. It's been a very peaceful day here for me. And I kind of connected with quite a few of you guys earlier today, and that was special to me, and read your emails and went through. So I know it's a lot of emails that I get, but know that sometimes it may take me a while, but I will get back to you, I promise. That's one of the things. And, oh, while I'm thinking about it, I did put up a new message on the Know Your Magic line. I don't know if you guys have got a chance to hear that. But I did put a new message up on the Know Your Magic line, and it's really, really cool because it has a lot to do with sacred vibes, which we're going to be talking about some of those sacred vibes here tonight, and how you can begin to use that to release blocks within inside of yourself, you know, to release that negative energy or emotion that's in you, and just really open you up to be that divine channel for those things that you want to connect with. And if you haven't called the Know Your Magic line, let me give you the number so you can save it, because you can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you want. And once the beep comes on, just leave a message. And that number is 641-715-3800. And the access code is 10569. That's the access code. So again, 641-715-3800, and the access code is 10569#. All you have to do is dial that number and you can actually tap in and you can begin to listen to that. It's pretty powerful. Who knows, maybe if we have time tonight, we'll play it for all of you guys, but I still want you to go over there and leave a message as well too. As you know, today is May the 13th, 2012, and this is really the day, the goddess day of birth and fertility. So those amazing goddesses that we celebrate throughout our history and our culture, it has a lot to do with a lot of energy. And some of the energy is the goddess Aset. Of course, you know that mother coming out of ancient Kemet. She is the mother of Heru, and she's also the consort to the god Asar, otherwise known in their Greek names as Isis and Osiris. So that is definitely the goddess of birth and fertility. Her story, her myth story, it really just encompasses all facets of what we know the triple to be, and really just every stage of a woman's life that is as well too. And so that's pretty powerful. And then also on this day, the goddess Yemenya. The goddess Yemenya, the goddess Kuayen, the goddess Mawu, which the goddess Aset and Mawu are both in the Kim deck as well. The goddess Urzuli, the goddess Aphrodite, the goddess Ishtar, the goddess Superwoman, and also the goddess. So all of those amazing goddesses is really some of the, if you want to begin to look at some of the goddesses that are about birth and fertility, those are some really great ones to begin to take a look at and really begin to study their stories and really begin to see that. Particularly, I know for me, having baby blue and really just explaining the different phases and facets that we go through as a goddess, as a woman, on the planet, these stories, these myths, can really be a great way to explain all of those stages, because, you know, we go from being the daughter to being the sister, you know, in a lot of cases becoming the wife, and also becoming the friend. You know, we go through that stage. We're the aunts, you know, we're the grandmothers. We go through that phase. We are even sometimes the widows. You know, we really just go through so many different alignments as the goddess on the planet. And sometimes we're required to be that triple goddess 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we have to be all to everyone. And so it's good when we can sit back and just kind of in the moment, knowing how much love is always given back to us as well, too. So, you know, big ups to all the brothers out there, all the children out there that are really loving, honoring, respecting, and just being in the energy of their goddesses in their life, because it's a powerful place to be, and a beautiful exchange on both ends. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to do a little bit of dancing. That's always good. We're going to do a little bit of dancing. we're going to do a little bit of dancing get ready to move and get ready to groove. We're going to get ready to do that and get into that. Let's see. Let's see here. Okay, you guys. So this is a song, actually, that I didn't actually pick this song out. My son did. Well, the kids did. I'll say both of my children did. They kind of picked this song out. And this is what we're going to open up with here today for money. For Mother's Day, I'm just really in that relaxed mood. Really in that relaxed mood, and just really enjoying today. I had a beautiful day. Baby Blue cooked for me, and I'm just really chilling. I'm just really in a good mood. I'm good to be here. You know, let's look for the good in everything and not try to analyze things that we don't need to analyze. So here we go. We're going to be listening to a song today. Let me get this song. I thought this was so cute, though. So we're going to listen to this. And here's what I want all the sisters to do. I want all of the sisters to begin to, I don't know about you guys, but I took my hair down, but I might need to put it back up. And all the sisters, after we listen to this song, we're going to dance. We're going to do a dance. I know it's our day. It's Mother's Day, but we're going to do a dance. And I'm kind of ready to do that dance. But let's listen to this, and we're going to celebrate. This is going out to all the mothers out there. Just enjoy. Peace and love to each and every one of you. We are live in the remix. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and we'll be right back after this. We're going to listen to this. Let's get ready.
I want everybody to put their hands together for me. I want to talk about somebody real special tonight.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, mama.
I want to scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do.
Hey, mama.
I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. It picked me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got me training wheels so I can keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson leather and the glove, but didn't give me a curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes, cause a nigga cheating, selling your lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady, that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Then it's an angel, and I thank
hey, mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me.
Boy, your mama said life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me go to school, get your doctorate, something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you, you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see you dance with feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me.
Hey, mama.
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me. I guess it all depends though. If my end's low, second they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know.
Tell your job you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a jag, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make you just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say,
hey mama,
I wanna scream so loud for you. I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so. And I let you go.
I'm
just so you know, no matter what you got,
oh, hey, Mama. Yes, I thought that was beautiful. My children played that for me today. And I love that song. I love that song. Hey, Mama. Yeah, yeah. Because you know how it goes. All right, you guys. So now this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask all the sisters to get up, to get up, to get up, get up, get up. Stand up, all the sisters, young and old. We're going to dance. But before we dance, I have a very special treat. And I'm going to be bringing on Esther, and she's going to be presenting us with something very special tonight. And we're going to be doing something special. And then all of the sisters, we're going to dance. I'm actually going to take my hair down and just get ready to move. But I'm sure Esther is on the phone lines here somewhere, and she's going to be doing something very special for us. We kind of connected on this earlier, and then we're going to dance, and then we're going to keep going as we do. We're going to just get right into the share tonight. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to bring Esther on, and this is going to be a tribute that's going to be going out to all of the mamas out there, all of the sisters out there, all over the world, in the cosmos, in the universe, this evening. So let me go ahead and bring her on. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Peace, Remix family. Peace, Miss Blue.
All right, peace. I want you guys to know, I'm going to kind of put Esther on the spot for a minute because she knew I was going to do it. I was kind of paddling around today, and I was thinking about some of the things that we're going to be doing on the show tonight, and I really wanted to express some things, you know, in a very creative way, you know, and even though I am creative in my own right, one of the things that I have not been able to get was poetry. I just can't do it, you guys. You know, Esther tutored me for a while, and you guys made me think I was doing okay, but I can't do it. Miss Blue just can't do it. And I said, why am I even playing with myself? Even Sister Monya said, yeah, why are you doing that? Why are you playing with yourself? I said, you know what? I'm going to call Esther because she can write these lyrics in ways that is just so beautiful and so direct and so knowing. So I hit her up. I said, Esther, I need you to do something. She was a trooper. She said yes before she knew what I wanted to ask her. She said, sure, Ms. Blue. I said, wow, gotta love it. So Esther's going to do her tribute, and she did this tonight, and it really just kind of brought some tears to my eyes. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to let her present tonight, and here we go, you guys. This is going to kick us off here, the fire of the Cosmic Womb, live in the remix.
Thank you, Miss Blue, and this is dedicated to all women and all mamas, and it is called In an Instant. A womb man, the ultimate contortionist, mama's kiss can transform lives in an instant. We react and reform to her kind wisdom. She insists that her only job is to nurture you. But, Mama, you give birth to earth, the seed, the dirt. Everyone walking must pay owe to you. For you cook, clean, dance, sing, speak, breathe. Just being you, always and forever, in an instant, Mama contorts, crushes sickness and negativity before it becomes matter. She knows your heart before it shatters, before the trauma. You and Mama bond on life force shared. There's no comparison. In an instant, Mama gives, souls, babes, hugs, cries, saves, all for you, all for me, all for we. They say a woman's work is never done, and Mother's Day is everyone. We can never fully thank you. These words simply subdue the true gratitude we have for you. Nothing compares to Mama's love.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Woo! Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful. They are loving it. It was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Yes, fire is exactly it. Yes, it is, and everyone's sending love from the chat room and all over. So thank you so much for sharing that, Esther. And so now, here's what we're going to get ready to do. We're going to dance. And, you know, normally I don't like to be out front when we dance, but this time I am going to get out front. And so I'm going to ask, you know, Sister Manya, Esther, the rest of you guys, Sandra, Eye of Kemet, the rest of you sisters, come on, Kalimar, Jewel, you guys, Oshun, all of y'all to line up behind me. The rest of y'all. I am going to put Baby Blue with me, too, and we're going to get ready to dance. So, brothers, and you guys can sit back and y'all can watch. You can sit back and watch as we dance to this particular energy. Before we actually get ready, I am going to probably bring my goddaughter, Nai Nai, the youngest one, I believe, is in the house, up here close to me as we dance to this song. I want to say this. When we begin to think about the fire of the cosmic womb, this is the spark. You know, I think about this. The cosmic womb does one thing to you. It either to grow or to die. Sounds like pretty harsh words, but they're true words spoken from a mother. The cosmic womb really forces you or to die. And so my wish for my my children, the family, the universe, is to keep going and to definitely keep trusting yourself. We're going to get ready to dance, song, and I want the sisters to just send the energy you can out there as we get ready to do this song, because it's true to really what we represent, you know. We're both powerful, brothers, you are, and sisters, we know we're powerful too. Tonight we're celebrating the sisters. So we're going to celebrate the sisters in a very, very cosmic way here tonight as we celebrate Mother's Day, and just send that energy out there to everyone who's mothering, whether you've birthed a child, birthed a project, birthed an idea, or even just mothered yourself. So, everybody ready? Here we go. Oh, wait, I think I better put my hair up. I said take it down, but I think I better put it up. So I'm going to put it up real quick in a ponytail. But we're going to get ready to dance. I want all of the sisters to dance with me. We're going to do this. Doesn't matter how young you are. You can all do this. So here we go.
Baby, hope you still like me. Hey, baby.
right. Who run this mother? Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. Oh, y'all loved that, didn't y'all? Woo! Talk about a workout. Oh, my goodness. Yes, throw up the pyramid. That's right. Who run this mother? Oh, wow. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. Baby Nai-Nai was dancing to that. She know who run this mother. The girls, the girls, the girls. Peace and greetings to everyone here. Thank you guys so much for joining us here live in the remix tonight. Tonight we're talking about the fire of the cosmic wound that is ultimately the spark that really just lights what is in us. When it comes to really coming from that feminine energy, the energy that really just exists within us. And so tonight, we're really just really kind of holding on to that thought that either you grow or die. And so definitely, you want to stay in that place of growing. You want to continuously trust yourself. You want to keep growing. And you definitely want to know who runs this mother. You want to know that. So hugs and kisses to all the sisters out there, all the mothers out there, all the mommies out there. And everyone, every single one of you guys, for just being who you are at this particular time in this particular place, and just keep loving the things that you do the way that you do. I thank you guys so much for being here and being in this particular space at this time. It's good to see you guys in the remix tonight, to have you guys here. So now, here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to get into some toning. Yes, you guys had fun with that. I had a great time, too. It's good to just have fun and have a good time as well. So next, what we're going to do is we're actually going to be listening to, and hopefully you guys can hear this and it will come across clear to you. I was telling you about the sacred vibes. The sacred vibes that I use during the baby lotus readings. And we've been getting reports from babies all over the world that they've been singing their own sacred vibes that actually Baby Blue has been singing for them in their baby lotus sessions. I'll be doing it in the glowing lotus sessions. And then eventually, this will be something that I will move on to do also with the sessions that I do with the adults. But let's talk about toning and getting into that vibration and getting into that energy for just a moment. We're going to be doing a couple of exercises here tonight as well, too. And I will do that, and I'll call you guys up, and we'll open up the phone lines. But know that toning with your own voice is something that you can do, every single person on the planet can do, and this particular energy is the energy that will open up that gateway, that cosmic gateway within you, and really this sound and this vibration will really just send ripples throughout the whole universe. It'll send the ripples everywhere out into the universe. In a sense, we're doing it already. We may or may not just be conscious of it, that we're doing it or not. We may not be conscious that we're doing it, or we may be conscious that we're doing it. But either way, we're going to do it tonight with some intention. Some of the things that I've kind of been looking into is some of those sacred tones, some of those sacred vibrations, because that's actually what the universe is made of. Matter of fact, you could actually go over to the NASA website and you can actually buy the vibration of the day that comes off of certain stars and certain constellations and certain planets. You can actually get that information and attune yourself with that. So everything is constantly giving off a tone, a sound, a vibe, that energy. And so there's many different levels to this energy, and it almost works like when you're looking at the different colors of the rainbow, the vibration and the tones are the same thing. And certain sounds, those universal tones, and we know a lot of them, the ohms and the ahs, a lot of these particular tones are sounds that we use, we make. We make these sounds when we're happy. It's called laughing. We make these sounds when we're sad and when we're down and when we're upset and when we're angry. We make these sounds when we accidentally cut ourselves or hurt ourselves. You're going to hear most of these secret sounds in your most natural state. So just think about the time that you're making mad, passionate love and some of the sounds that come out, some of the vibrations and some of the tones that naturally just release themselves from you. These are those sacred sounds. These are those sacred tunes. This is what they are, and they mean it. Another place that you can actually begin to hear these sounds is actually in our music. And so one of the things that I began to take a look at when I was looking at some of these sacred tones and vibrations and what they meant and where they came from is that, you know, one of the channels just kind of led me to our modern day music, because a lot of these sounds and tones are actually infused in a lot of our music. And yes, we could say that a lot of some of the music that maybe came from maybe older music, you know, when things were more in its purest state. But this is also something that I want you to know about music. Music is that bridge from the cosmos to the planet. This is where those sounds and those tunes are coming from. And you can even hear that. I don't care what the music is. I don't care what genre of music it is. I don't care how well-tuned the musician is or if it's just you playing around with your music. Know that that's what you're doing. You're really creating that bridge to really kind of take you into that portal, into that cosmic portal, to really tap into energy. Music is the one thing that can transcend everything, space, time, it doesn't matter what it is, and your vibration, your natural music that comes from you is able to do that as well. So we're going to be doing a couple of those sounds here. And one of the good things about this is that singing doesn't count, because I don't sing. I don't know if you guys heard the message I left, but I don't sing. So I'm not a singer. That's not what I am in this life. Excuse me, and I don't profess to be, but one of the things that you want to know is that we all have that sacred rhythm. We all have that sacred vibe. And so we're going to listen to this. Hopefully you guys can hear this audio clear, because this will give you a good explanation for it. And for those of you who want to go back and listen to it after we're done, because we're going to try out a couple of these sounds here and a couple of them. No, I'm not singing. A couple of these sounds here, and I want you guys to listen to them. And you can always go back to the Know Your Magic line, which is 641-715-3800, access code 10569, pound sign, and you can hear that. So I'm going to play this for you guys. This is actually coming from the Know Your Magic line, but I want to make sure that you guys are able to hear this and that it is coming in for you loud and clear. So let's see how this goes. If it doesn't, then we'll do something else. Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, it's Miss Blue. And today, of course, today is May. It's actually Mother's Day. And first of all, let me just start out and say, for all the mothers all over the universe, I want to give a big shout out to you. As a mother myself, I know that this job of mothering is something that we do to those that are close to us, those that we've given birth to, those that we love, and just to everyone in our lives. And so I just want to give you guys a big hug and a big kiss. And everyone out there, if you have that very special mother, that nurturer that's close to you, recognize them on today. Some powerful energy that is going on in the world. And mothers, definitely, we are the creators of this universe. We are the creators of this universe, and everyone is birthed through that cosmic womb. And so to all the mothers out there, much love to you guys. And let us just keep doing what we do as mothers. So now I wanted to kind of bring you guys a very special gift. This is something that I've been kind of working on for a while. It's kind of close to my heart, and now I've been incorporating a lot of this into the baby lotus readings and the glowing lotus readings. And soon it's going to be incorporated into the readings that I do for all of the adults as well, too. But I wanted to give you a special gift on today, and this is going to be it. You know, like on the show, I talk about tuning. I talk about how when I get up in the morning, one of the ways that I tune myself and making sure that I stay grounded, stay balanced, and just open to receive the messages from spirit. A lot of messages going around, but just to stay open to really that direction that is connected with me on a soul level, as well as that connection that I have with each and every single one of you, is really by toning myself. So let me give you a little bit of example of how that toning goes. It goes when I get up and I kind of move myself and I do a few things, really before I get ready to do any kind of work, whether that work is some kind of work that I'm doing in my life, or if I'm getting ready to do a session, or maybe I'm getting ready to interact with family and friends and people I love, I tune myself. And how I do that is I just sit very quietly, close my eyes. I try to do it actually before my feet hit the ground in the morning, but that's not always possible. But I do try to get it in the morning. And I just sit and I listen to the vibration and the energy and the frequency that's flowing through my body. And then I take a nice deep breath in and out. Just like that. Just kind of relax. And I say, blue. Blue, blue, and I just do that for a while. So you kind of get the point. That simple, something that simple can make all the difference in your world. You know, the Know Your Magic line, when this was something that was created, that I was birthed through me and Sister Manya put together. This is really a place where I give you a lot of these things that have been so helpful in my life and many others, and I share them right here with you guys. So I'd love to hear your comments. One of the things I will tell you is I haven't really been 100% committed to doing this line and keeping it updated, but the more and more feedback I get from you guys, the more and more I want to keep this going. So we will. I'm going to do something here once a week, just kind of kick it out, you know, psycho, sexy, cool. You know how I do, like that. Now, today, in this particular session, we're going to be covering, and this is really going to be the practice for the week. So I'll be looking for your feedback, whether that's on a show, whether you leave the feedback in the Remix Family Group on Facebook, whether you send me an email at questionforblue@gmail.com, or after the beep right here, you leave me a message. I will be looking for that feedback. Feedback is also frequency, so it's always good to give feedback, especially when those things are working for you, maybe something you want to know a little bit more about, or just anything. Just give me that feedback. You can even tweet it to me on Twitter, and that's Blue Raspberry on Twitter. So here we go. We're going to be talking about some sacred vibes. Now, sacred vibes is not something I created. Sacred vibes has been around since the beginning of time. And we've known that toning through voice and through sound is really one of the most powerful ways that you can actually do this. And the cool thing is you don't need anything. All you need is you. So I love these things that really require nothing. Like, you don't need no fancy music to go with that. You don't need to write anything. You don't need to have a group of people with you. All you need to do is bring yourself. So a lot of things these sacred vibes can be used for, and I'm using them for some really cool stuff working with our children and our babies, so I love that. But just to release any kind of blocks that you may have, it can open you up, it can help you create balance throughout your life and throughout different experiences, and it really just gets you in a place so that you're living life at the best place from your highest potential, and really just letting you know that the possibilities are there for you. And it's really easy to do, and let me tell you, the results have been amazing. I've even done it, and some of the babies as young as 2-3 years old, their mama says that they're singing their own sacred vibes. So if you guys want to get your sacred vibes for your children, just send me an email for a baby lotus reading or a glowing lotus reading, and I'm going to get that right out. So today we're going to be focusing on something that I get a lot of questions about, so I thought this would be really cool to just incorporate this in our first experiment together of working with sacred vibes and how these tones just really came to me. So this particular tone is going to be broken up into three separate parts. So the first part that we're going to break this up in, this is the release vibe. This is the vibe that really just releases all of the energy that's blocking you or preventing you from allowing yourself to have abundance in your life. So this is anything that you feel is blocking you so that abundance can flow through you. Particularly, this one is for finance abundance, you know, for financial abundance. So if you feel like in that particular area something is blocking you, this tone is going to help you to release that. So we're going to do the releasal tone, which is so important. You have to release. You know, I'm always talking about let it go, let it go, let it go. It's so important to let these things go. And we have so many different experiences in our lives, and some of them can be quite traumatic. We know that. We talk about this on the Remix a lot. So it's important that we are constantly working on letting things go. It's kind of like the ebb and flow. Our energy patterns work the same way. So you're going to get this particular tone. I'm going to do it for you just a couple of times, but I want you to do till you actually have reached that place where you feel your emotions are coming. Thoughts are coming up without focusing on them, and then just allow those things to come through you and just keep letting them go until you reach that place where you feel at peace, okay? So that's the goal here. You're just going to allow yourself to feel the emotions, feel those thoughts that are coming up to you. So I'm going to really get into some real funky thoughts for me and really get into some funky emotions, and I'm going to get right to it. So here we go. Let's start. So you ready? I'm going to do it first. Listen to all of the tones, and then what you can do is actually go back and do it for yourself. So here we go. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. See, that was really, really simple. So you're going to do that. You're going to do that. Oh, na, na. You're going to do that tone because that is the releasal tone. It's the letting go tone. And yes, you've heard that tone before because in Rihanna's song, this is what's so powerful. One Spirit kind of aligned these things to me that these tones are being used and they're really there for certain reasons. In that song where she says, oh, na, na, what's my name? Oh, na, na. Yes. That is the releasal of that energy. So if you found yourself singing that song by Rihanna, now you know why. So you want to do this once you begin to get into it in a fast rhythm. So I'm going to do it a little faster for you here. And, of course, I'm not the singer. You know Baby Blue is. But I'm going to do this. So it doesn't matter what it sounds like. I don't want you to get caught up in that. This is all about your feelings and your emotions and about releasing. So here we go. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. And you're going to do that until you feel completely at peace. And so when you're reading of peace, then what you're going to do, you're going to have that peaceful feeling of finish. You're going to have that peaceful feeling of finish, like you've let these things go, these emotions, these thoughts that you're having. And boy, was I having some thoughts tonight. So this, oh, na, na, help me release those. So now we're going to go to what we call sort of the finishing tone. So I'm going to give you the finishing tone here. And you're going to do this finishing tone. You're just going to keep doing this three times. So here we go. That's it. So that's the releasal tone. Woo! And boy, do you release. So now, here comes the fun part. Because the next vibe that we're going to be getting into, this really just allows you to have pure financial abundance and to really begin to resonate in the harmony and the flow and the frequency of financial abundance. So it's going to allow you the opportunity to be willing to take advantage of the opportunities that's going to be presented to you and really just give you a lot of creative ways how you can begin to have financial abundance as you free yourself, and really just help to create more of this energy of the collective unconscious in the universe. And so this is really just getting into that state of being, of recognizing that there is enough for everyone. And you're going to do this last tone for 10 minutes. Now, I'm not going to do it for 10 minutes with you here. This is a tone that I work with very often, but I want you to get into this, and I really want you to get to the point where you can do this tone for 10 minutes. So you ready? Here we go. Oh, and one more thing. Remember, sound doesn't count, okay? So here we go. Om Te Zuma Aye Ah. Om Te Zuma Aye Ah. Om Te Zuma Aye Ah. Om Te Zuma Aye So you're going to do that for 10 minutes. Now, here's what I want you to do. Once you've done that, and you've done that for 10 minutes, as soon as you feel the energy come over you, I want you to leave me a message. This is going to be really just helpful to everyone. And also, it'll be great feedback from me so that I guys like this kind of cool, psycho, sexy thing, and we can do some more sacred vibes. So I look forward to hearing from you guys. Hearing all the Om Te Zum Aya. All right, you guys. So you got a chance to hear that. And if you want to go back and you want to hear that again, it's going to be up for a while. It's on the Know Your Madden. That's 641-715-3800, access code 056. I'm actually going to be giving you some more work with, and this will be something that we can continuously work with as well. And I want to talk about this a little bit more because it was some discussion going on in the room, in the chat room here with you guys, and also some of the messages that you guys have gotten left for us on the Know Your Magic line. One of the things about the sacred vibes is, remember, this is not something new. We've been using this since the beginning of time. And so coming from many different backgrounds, many different cultures, you're going to hear these sacred tones. These are going to be sacred tones that have been used. They correlate with different energies in the universe, out in the cosmos. So this is an energy that really just resonates to a particular frequency. And so you hear some of these songs. I actually wrote down a list of songs that you're going to hear a lot of the sacred tones. And I'm actually going to be coming out with an audio that's going to have probably about 44 to 50 different tones in them. And so that it's going to be something that you can download and you can begin to work with and work with these sacred tones. Baby Blue does an excellent job with these tunes. And actually, I'm going to give out the creative tune here. And after she did one of the creative tunes for one of the Baby Lotus readings, she actually wrote a whole complete song. 2 seconds later, she was like, okay, mommy, I want you to record this because this song is just coming through me after I sung that. So some real powerful things. But I want to give you some tunes that may can help you along the way. And you can actually just Google this. I know a lot of you know the research on this tune, on these sacred vibes and tunes, and it's going to be so many coming from so many different directions. I believe everything is needed. And so this is a great place for you to start, too, and you can also begin to do your research. I have a book here, too, that I'll give you guys out that have some sacred in it that you may want to begin to check out, and also a CD that you can actually get on Amazon as well, too. If this one out, if you're suffering from any kind of addiction, if you have any kind of addiction and you're suffering from a type of addiction, then what you want to do is you always want to begin to use what I like, that releasal vibe, to just release it. And that is what we hear in the song with Rihanna. Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na. That's the releasal tone. So you want to hear that. And I want you guys with me. And it's ooh. I'll say it slow. I'll say it slow for you guys. Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na. Na, na. Ooh, na, na. That's going to be the tone that you always use. So whenever you feel any kind of stress or anything coming up, if you have any kind of addiction, maybe you're addicted to alcohol, some kind of drugs, maybe to love, maybe you're addicted to sex, anything that you're addicted to, feel that anxiety or that energy begin to come on you. Just really kind of get yourself centered and just, ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na, and that's going to just free you up. You're going to feel it. However that tone comes to you, you want to do that kind of fast. And then when you find that place of peace and sort of harmony and you get to that place, then that's when you want to begin to do the, ah, yeah, ah, yeah, ah, yeah, ah. So that's when you want to do that, and you want to do that 3 times. You really want to set that Trinity energy out there and begin to use that vibration. I'm trying to type it for you guys so you can see it. So you can see it if you're in the chat room. I'll chat it. There you go. That's what you want to do. You want to begin to do that. That's going to hold you in that place of peace, and it's really just going to take you there. Because now what you're saying is that you're ready and you're willing to open yourself up to really free yourself from releasing these addictions from yourself, feeling your emotions and your thoughts, because you're going to feel them come up as well, too. So it's important that you naturally allow these things to just flow through you. And so once you begin to get to the next vibration, this is going to be the frequency of freedom that really is just going to help you with this energy of addictions. And you're going to do this. Usually these tones are going to last about 10 minutes when you get into them. And so this one is, let me see if I can do it. Ute uma aya, ute uma aya. And you're going to do that 10 times, and that's just really going to help free you. It's just going to release that energy from you and just really take care of that. And, you know, sometimes we may even have a lot of different things that come up for us. I'm going to see if I can get Baby Blue maybe to do the creativity one, because this is just so powerful. I don't want to mess it up. But I'm going to try to do it. We're going to see if she'll come in, if she'll call in, and she'll do it too, because that's going to be really, really cool. But this one is going to be for creativity. I'll do it for you first, and then I'm going to try to see if I can have Baby Blue come and do this. Okay? Let's see. Let me see. Yeah, you know you young people. Got to send emails. Isn't that sad? Okay, so here we go. All right, so this is the one. Well, we're going to let Baby Blue do that one. Let me go to another one. I'm going to try another one of these, some of these tunes here that I think you guys would really, really enjoy. And one that has a lot to do with just releasing again. Remember, releasing again is the ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na. that's going to be the releasing. And that's the one that you're going to use when you release. And the one for just to kind of get yourself in the frequency to balance your self-esteem and begin to do this is That's the one for just when you want to get the frequency going and really begin to get yourself in that place of balance. But I want to do creativity. I want to go do the one for creativity. Let me find it. Let me see. There is one for bliss. Let's see here. I'm going to find some more. I don't want to give them all out because I'm still kind of working on some of them. But I do want you guys to have a couple of these to really just begin to work with. So let's see here. And in the meantime, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to be thinking, And that was Blissed, and that was by Baby Blue that kind of came in a little quick there. So, and the coolest thing is that we're getting reports from the little babies there around the world that is getting their readings, that they're singing their own tones. So that is it. I'm going to play it one more time. That's Bliss, and I want you guys to hear this, okay? Here we go. Exciting things for you guys to look forward to. I'm always looking for a ways to really use all the tools that we have to begin to connect ourselves and just, you know, stay in that frequency, stay in that vibration, and just to keep ourselves where we need to be balanced in our energy. And it's so many different ways that we can begin to do that. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And actually, I'm probably going to have Baby Blue sing the tunes on the audio. Sing all of those tunes because I really can't hold the tune. But I can do the ooh na na. I can do that one. Ooh na na. Ooh na na. So we're working on the CD right now. So every time we do a Baby Lotus reading, we're taking a section of it out and we're putting it in there. And so Baby Blue is going through the tutorial to have the tunes there. And so I thought it was really, really cool. And even Sister Manya told me Baby Nina was singing when she listened to the audio. And she started to try to sing the sounds. And then one of our babies in the UK, when she got her baby lotus reading, her mother says that that calms her, it soothes her, because I'm also using a lot of their, I guess you could say, from the baby's Akashic records, using their vibration they brought to the planet to really giving them their tunes and their sacred sounds and their vibes, so they can begin to just really get into that energy in a very natural and a very organic way. So lots of fun, those things to come. But I wanted to share that with you guys just to kind of help us on this particular day and just help us to really get into that energy. And yes, as one of the sisters was saying, is that was like a musical massage, and that's what it feels like. It really is. It is the universal tone, that everything that opens up everything in the universe. So just beautiful. All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call as well. And I want you guys to begin to think about this. We're going to kind of give some shout outs, and I want you guys to think about this. I want you to give some shout outs to the first that I want to call. I want to call all of the mothers, everyone who's celebrating Mother's Day today. I want to invite you to call in on the line and really just share with us some of the greatest things that has been a part of your journey as being a mother, and you know, what are some of the greatest things. And then after that, I want you guys to think about those of you who have a mother, which is going to be everyone here who has a mother, really just that special gift that we want to give to our mothers. But I want all the mothers to call in and take a few moments, just take a few moments there, and I want you to begin to just think about what it means to be a mother to you. What are some of the greatest jewels it's been for you being a mother, being able to share this energy of a mother, which is so powerful. I know it has been for me, and certainly I know it is for you guys as well too. So I want to know what is that you would share. And while you're doing that, I'm going to play a little bit of, I don't know if I want to play anything. I really wish we could do some more toning. I don't know if Baby Blue will be up for it. I don't know if she'd be up for it if she wanted to tone some more, if she wanted to do some more toning here. But I want you guys to just begin to think about that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. For the mothers, I want you to press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there and that you're ready to share, because we'd love to hear from you, love to hear all of these amazing things about you and being a mother that is there, you know, and just that amazing energy that you have as a mother, you know, just to share that with us. So let's see if we can play something really, really quick. Something really nice. I know, I'm so bad with this. Let's see. Yeah, this is nice. We can listen to this. So, waiting on the mothers to call in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Yeah. Just waiting on the mothers to call in as we get ready to do that and to share some things here. We're live in the remix, everyone, and it's so good to have you guys here with us tonight as we celebrate Mother's Day, which is a beautiful thing to celebrate. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines and I believe calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. 647, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Juliana. I'm calling from
Greetings Canada. To you. And where are you calling from, Juliana?
Canada.
Canada. Greetings to you, Juliana, from Canada. You want to share with us what it's like being a mother?
Yep. Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all, I understand what it is to have unconditional love. More. And it's an experience that is kind of hard to explain, but that's what I get from it. Understanding unconditional love at the next level.
Okay. If you could speak up for us just a little bit, because you're kind of going in and out a little bit, and we want to make sure that we hear you, okay?
Yes. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for that. Yes, do you want to share with us some of your greatest mother moments?
Yeah. The first time I saw my baby, the feeling is unexplainable, but there was a feeling of happiness, total happiness and total peace for me.
Okay.
And
beautiful.
He's 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And all I feel for him is just pure love. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So I learned to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I learned unconditional love more from him.
Yeah.
And it's unexplainable because things that he do, maybe watching somebody else's child do it, it may be annoying, but now you have your own child, it's totally different. Yes, if you do it,
sure
it then it's totally different. So I don't know.
Well, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. And it's so true. Once you do have your child, you do get to learn what unconditional love is. And because it is completely different, I did pull a card for you from the Kim deck, and what came up was joy, which is about abundance, it's about life, and it's about joyful activities. So keep loving, having that unconditional love, and don't forget to have it for yourself as well. So peace and love to you,
thank
and
you.
Happy Mother's
thank
Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All
right. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. Oh, wow. Yes. Motherhood will definitely teach you about unconditional love. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 573. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Davina Eubanks. I'm from originally Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
But I'm in Columbia, Missouri currently.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking about the whole motherhood thing. My mother, actually, I was taken from my mother when I was 4 years old, along with another brother and a sister of mine. And we ended up being in a foster home for a year, and we got separated. And I ended up living with my father for the rest of my 18 years.
Right.
And then I went into the military. But my sisters, I had sisters, what you would call half-sisters,
right,
that stayed with me and my father. So he ended up raising all six of us. And by himself, none of our mothers were around. And my older two sisters, they ended up having kids before they even graduated from high school. And he worked hard, he just wanted us to change the cycle and to be better. But I'm seeing now, you know, I knew I didn't want to be a mother then because I seen the way they struggled. And so I waited. I waited until I was 27. but I said I wanted my child to have a better life than me. And right now I have a kid, and the relationship didn't work out between me and his father. But when I had my child, I knew that all the love that I had missed through my childhood and everything had came back to me through him.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through shelters. We're just not getting on our feet, you know. But I mean, it was to the point we had a house with his father, you know. And being in the military, I had came accustomed to having my own stuff and being able to buy stuff when I wanted it. But ended up losing all my money, so we ended up in a shelter. And we had one room, one bedroom. And I just knew that me and my son was safe, and that was more important to me than having my the stuff I had before. And I just knew that God was going to bless us. I don't know if I'm taking up all your time or not.
No.
But the night we finally left his father, which was very hard for me. His dad was in the military also, and he was had PTSD issues, bipolar. And so it was hard for me to leave him. I finally left him. And, like, the first night we were gone, and I just felt like I released everything. I sat there, and I held him, and we were in a hotel. And I sung to him the song, "If Only for One Night, Let Me Hold You Tight," Mr. Andrew. And I sung the most beautiful I've ever sung, and just sung to him, like, for probably about 2 hours. And it just felt good. But right now, you know, we are currently in our first apartment. And we are doing good, getting back on our feet and everything. But I just realized, that it's not so much that children are hard to raise. It's natural for us as mothers. We want to raise our kids. You know, we want to give them all that they need. But the thing that gets us is the outside stuff, you know, the work, the men, the drama with ourselves. And so I tell myself, you know, it's not my son that's keeping me from my wife. It's my wife that's keeping me from my child. You got to realize that the child is the most important thing. And I've conditioned myself to research everything. You know, I don't believe in whooping him. I believe, you know, there's a way to get across to a child without hitting. I think that's love, you know, you to go back to how you were raised. And take out what doesn't work, and to notice, you know, how it affected you, and to try to bring goodness back for your child's future, to do better, you know. And so that's what I feel love is. And I heard from someone, they said, you know, the way to get your child to listen to you is love. They're going to want to listen to you. You have to teach them that love, that unconditional love, that I'm hurting mommy when I do this. You know, I don't want to see mommy hurt. You know, mommy, I understand you. I want to make your day better. That's why I'm listening to you, not because I'm afraid of you or because you said you're going to whoop me. So, that's one thing I'm trying to keep on because, I mean, I wasn't taught like that as a child, you know.
There
was a lot of taking that out, what was wrong to us. And being honest with ourselves, you know, and that's love.
Right.
Honesty, truth.
Yes. It is. All of that is love. And what an amazing journey. You know, as I was sitting here and I was listening to you tell your story and really just kind of bring us up to date to where you are, I actually pulled two cards for you. I didn't pull the third one yet in the Triple Goddess, but I want to pull two cards. And the first one that came up was Haru. And, not surprisingly, because you had a very strong male figure in your life, which there's a lot of amazing fathers out there doing a lot of wonderful things as well, too. And so very thankful that you had that foundation, because it looks like a lot of that kept you, you know. And now you're able to pass that love to your son in that way. And know that you're going through your journey. A big part of your journey. And sometimes it's tough. I know for me and just things of the past, and sometimes I deal with now, about really making that separation between, you know, what we call life and what we call for our child. And really knowing that there does come a time where we do have to make some sacrifices so that we can have certain things in place for our children, you know, because as mothers, as gatekeepers to our children, we want them to be safe. So there are certain sacrifices that do have to be made. And then there's other times, like you said, where their compromise is not an option. That's not an option for the love. So definitely keep giving that unconditional love to your son and that unconditional love for yourself as well, too, and know that it is possible to merge those two worlds together, that you can do it, that you can still love. You can still give unconditional love for your son. You can still provide for yourself. You can still, keep yourselves. We can look at some of the very strong mothers that were before us and look at them to be that example to know that they were able to do it. It wasn't a perfect world, but it can be done. And just that light of knowing that it is possible, that you can do it. You can take care of your son. You can take care of yourself. You can do this. And not necessarily really blocking out anyone else that wants to come into your life and love you and help you too, because sometimes we can become so rigid and be so used to doing things by ourselves that when someone else truly comes into our lives, we don't know how to let them in, because it's always been about us taking care of ourselves and our children. So I just applaud you on your journey as you continue. The other card that came up for you was really the base chakra. And it was about understanding these things of human nature. So I want you to begin to think about that, your human nature, and begin to honor your body, keeping yourself grounded, you know, really keeping yourself grounded into this reality and looking at the choices that you made, because I hear you saying coulda, shoulda, woulda. Don't do that. Don't coulda, shoulda, woulda yourself. Know that everything is perfect and exact where you are. One of the things that comes up for you, and this is an energy for you to release from yourself, it's really that which is called the stone people. So that's not letting those fears of those things of the past. Know that you could never be those things that hurt you in the past unless you choose to be. That you can completely and totally detach yourself from all of those things of the past. It does not have to exist within you. We can change the past. Just like we have the resources, we have the energy to influence those things in the future, we can change the past. So it's just about you continuously gaining knowledge for yourself, knowing and first and foremost believing in yourself and knowing that you can make these dreams come true for yourself and for your child. You are not alone. You're never alone. And so know that you really stand on the shoulders of all of those amazing women who came before you.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, wow. I made it on. Hi, Sister Blue. This is Indigo.
Greetings to you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Nashville.
Okay, greetings to you. You wanted to share your story about being a mother and what that's meant to you?
I do. Just listening to everyone that's been sharing tonight, it just kind of reminds me of my own mother. And my mom, she raised me and my sister on her own. And one thing that I've learned from that experience is that being a single mother took so much out of her. and that she had to do whatever she did what she had to do to take care of us, and she did the best that she could. And unfortunately, it took a lot of the love and affection out of her. And that's one thing I never wanted to do. I wanted to always show a lot of love and affection and emotion towards my own children when I got older. And so, you know, fast forward, here I am in my life right now, and I find myself to be a single mother as well. But I'm doing everything that I can to just show my kids that I love them so much and that they're valuable and that, you know, just making sure that I hug them and kiss them. And what's really great about being a mom is that everything that I've learned myself, I try to instill in them, and they've actually taught me so much. And, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm teaching them, but I'm really learning so much just with interacting with my own kids. And I guess one of the main things that I really enjoy speaking to my kids about is having a good attitude, a God attitude, a good God attitude. And so every day I tell them, hey, you have a good God attitude, and they say the same thing to me, and it really lifts me up, so...
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck, the Kim deck, and the energy that came up, and this is just really what I would like to call just those things to begin to think about, to begin to incorporate, and the message that Spirit is just saying from the time that you begin to speak is just wisdom. Wisdom, you know, really tap into that divine wisdom, that wisdom that really is, you know, really we all have access to, whether we're of feminine energy or masculine energy. We have access to divine wisdom. We have access to ancient wisdom, and to begin to use those things. And really, when wisdom comes up, it really is about the sensitivity that you spoke about, that, you know, really showing your kids that love and, you know, kissing them, hugging them, you know, really giving them that affection so that they can have that strong foundation and, you know, begin to have true visions with them. Really true visions. I think as parents, that's one of the things that we're challenged with sometimes, is to have true visions with our children. I know for myself, and some of the most difficult times that I had for me and my children was to have true visions with them, is to sit down and say, I honestly don't know what's going to happen next.
Right.
But everything is going to be okay. As long as we have each other, we have love, everything is going to be okay. That's really sort of expressing to them the true vision, to know that everything is not about being in control. A lot of times in this masculine world, we want to control everything. We want to know the outcome of absolutely everything that comes to us. And some of those things are it really just caused us to be in a place of blocks, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's causing us to be in that place of blocks sometimes, and sometimes just living in that mystery of just knowing that the mystery is there, and what exists in that mystery is pure love, and just being receptive and recognizing the duality of our own nature as mothers, as women, you know, that we are, just really recognizing our own duality. So that's what came up for you. Just stay in that place of wisdom. I thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us today. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 985. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Happy Mother's Day, Miss Blue. My name is. Happy Mother's Day, Miss Blue. My name is Maya. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay, greetings to you, Maya. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. One of my the greatest experience for me, I guess, is the obvious, is the unconditional love. I grew up with my mom, the oldest of five kids. She gives us a lot of love, even still now. She says, "I love you." She gives hugs and kisses. But I guess it's just being able to give that love is what my daughter, you know, was giving to me. And a gift today was just being able to help my mom cook and spend time with her and my daughter. And which she's the other reason why I celebrate Mother's Day. She's 17 months. She doesn't crawl, walk, or talk, but she has such a bubbly personality. And I don't know, she just has this personality where everybody just likes her. She's kind of like chubby. She has these like fluffy cheeks, and she's just one of those babies that she really doesn't cry unless something's wrong with her. And she just, I don't know, she brings me a lot of joy, even though I'm, you know, going back and forth to doctors a lot. I look at other babies that's like in a, you know, worse, I guess, predicament. I don't want to really say it like that, but I'm kind of like in a lost word. And it makes me grateful that, you know, even though it is what it is, it could be a lot worse. And I just, you know, learn to appreciate her for the person that she is. And
yes, beautiful. Well, I pulled the card for you, and who came up for you was Baby Blue. Baby Blue in the Kim deck came up, which is really about positive expectations. It's about innocence, and it's also about trusting what's in your heart. One of the things, let me ask you, I know you said that you're taking her back and forth to the doctor. Did you say that?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this for something that they found in her blood?
They think that it may be something genetic?
Yes. Say it again?
They're thinking that it may be a genetic disorder, possibly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was a problem with the blood, taking the blood test. So I'm waiting on the results.
Yes. Yes. So this is why I say that to you, because that's immediately what I picked up from Spirit, is that there was something dealing with genetics and things in her blood. I want you to have positive expectations, to really just begin to get into positive expectations. And I know you have that, and I know the baby girl does as well, too. And I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but we talked about some of those tones and some of those sounds that you can begin to sing, and that you can begin to hum to her for yourself and for her, to just really release any of that anxiety. And that's the tune of Ooh Na Na. You can say that to her, Ooh Na Na. And you'll even find that she'll say it back with you, yeah.
And I was listening to the show earlier. I actually started listening to the show last night. And it's funny that I was listening to it tonight, and you were talking about, like, the vibrations and stuff. When she was first born, I was so petrified of, like, the epidural that I just had a natural birth. Like, I didn't want any, like, pain medication. And everybody was like, "Are you crazy?"
Right.
I was like, I was first kid, and it's like I was kind of like, you know, a lot of people started having kids like at an earlier age than I did. And when she was born, she was humming. She hummed for like at least a good hour and a half, 2 hours after she was born. I was like, she's humming. She came out of the womb humming.
Yes, they come from the source. So that humming is very soothing. And she's really kind of letting you know, as her mother, what soothes her, you know, what eases her, particularly when she may be a little uncomfortable or seem to not feel well. She's humming to you. She's singing to you. And so that's the hum that you give back to her. To really kind of help her. So, yes, have those positive expectations and really stay in that place of innocence and just begin to trust what you know in your heart. All is well, all is well. And definitely you can reach out and email me, because everything looks like it's going to clear itself up. I don't want you to get yourself too worried about it, but everything's going to be fine. It is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, beautiful.
Peace and
beautiful.
Love, thank you.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 337, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Lucas, Kendra from Louisiana.
Greetings to you, Kendra from Louisiana. How are you?
Fine. Are you happy Mother's Day? Well, I'm not a mother, but I want to ask. Okay. I said I'm not a mother, but I want to tell you about the experience I had. I was listening to this meditation or whatever, and whenever I listen to the meditations, I go into a meditative state or whatever, and I saw like this baby or whatever, and the attachment I had to this baby, like I see other babies, and I like other babies, and I play with them, but this particular baby was just amazing. It was like, I think it was mine, and it was just really, I think I experienced it, like, on a spiritual level. I don't know. I just want to experience it about the baby I have seen.
Yeah, well, a couple of things for that particular thing, and I'll tell you immediately, it could be a lot of different things that you pick up. I'll tell you some examples, and then I'll tell you what I pick up spiritually. A lot of times what happens is, and even when I'm in sessions with mothers, we have this conversation, particularly if they're trying to conceive, where actually the baby has spoke to them prior to coming here. And a lot of times children do that. They do speak to their parents before they actually come into this carnation here. A lot of times, I know even before my son came, he spoke to me and really kind of told me some things about him even before I was pregnant at the time. And so our babies a lot of times do exist prior to, you know, just like we choose the tribe that we come back into, you know, a lot of times when you're very conscious of this you can pick up on this energy and this frequency. And then also what happens is our babies can be our spirit guides as well, too. So when we, particularly us as women, as feminine energy, and we have these different situations in our lives that happen, whether we have a spontaneous abortion or whether we have an abortion, a miscarriage, a lot of times those babies on the other side become our spirit guides. And so they stay connected with us. We're able to connect with their energy. They're able to connect with us. And they're still right there speaking through us. So you can be able to see this energy a lot of times. A lot of times they'll come around other babies. A lot of women who've had miscarriages or some who've had abortions will even say that they can't be around their niece and nephews when they're little kids because they keep seeing like other babies there or feeling the energy of these other babies. That's very real. You know, those energetic spirits are very, very real. In this particular meditation, you were actually able to connect with a child that was a child of yours. And so you're able to connect with that child, and that child was able to communicate with you and just express that love to you there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I picked up energetically for you. And the energy that came up is the goddess Heheru, and, of course, she's present during childbirth. She's one of the ancient Kemetic goddesses is there. She's the goddess that really also is one of those, like Tarawet, who is also present during when childbirth is being done, when childbirth is happening. And so some of this energy that you're holding on to that you haven't released from yourself, a lot of times the babies will come back and really just help you to release this energy from yourself and to know that everything is okay. Remember, we choose our parents and we really choose sort of our connection that we're going to have when we're down here on this planet. And so that can come in so many different ways. And so this is a way really for the baby to let you know that they are fine, they are loved, they are still here to help guide you and lead you as you continue on your path and your journey.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, very amazing. Our babies are so amazing to us. I even know fathers who experience in those things. One of the things, Sister Munya, when she was actually carrying baby Nai-Nai, she actually came to her and told her what labor was going to be like. She gave her a description of everything of how labor was going to be for her, and it came out to be exactly that. So our babies really speak to us and really tell us a lot of things. My son told me a lot of things about what that first couple of years of life was going to be. So we can listen to our babies. We can hear them. And particularly sisters who've gone through trauma when it's come to, and this is not coming from a judging point of view, whether you had a miscarriage, whether you've had an abortion, and even in those situations where you actually have given your baby up for adoption, know a lot of times these spirits will meet. And this is how sometimes you're even watching these shows and some children who are twins or some children who were separated at birth, they come back together and they find each other and they find their mother, even when they don't even have a connection, you see. Even when they don't even have anything to lead them to their mother, they end up making that connection because there is a bond there. This has been proven through science. They did an experiment, and I'm not really so keened on the type of experiment they did, but you guys may have heard me talk about this in the past. But what happened is they actually took some rabbits, and they took the mother rabbit, and they took her in a submarine, and they took her down under the sea, thousands and thousands of feet underneath the sea. And then one by one, what they did is they actually killed the baby rabbits. And every time they killed one of the bad rabbits, the mother reacted. This is that bond, that instinctive bond that is between mother and child. We even make this connection between the men in our lives. This is how we know when you guys are doing some stuff you ain't got no business. We know that. This is how you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. We know it. We instinctively know it. We also know when wonderful things are happening with our children. Yes, we call it intuition, mama's wisdom. And this is why that book is so powerful, and we give it out so much on the show, All Women Are Psychic, because it's so true. We're all psychic. We can feel this energy for people we're close to, people that we've connected ourselves with. We can feel this energy. If a group of women begin to work with each other and we begin to stay in the same space, then what happens is our cycles will begin to synchronize themselves, and we actually will have our menses at the same time. We'll just keep, you know, our cycles, everything will start to coordinate itself and it will start to come together. This rhythm, this flow, it's a very powerful energy that we give off as women. And this essence is the essence in which all life begins to flow through. All life begins to flow through this essence, this energy, this wisdom. It is what this universe is made up. It is the waters of noon. And we talk about this is where all life comes from. And so all women really possess this. This is sort of our birthright. You know, it's not anything that we have to do. It's not anything special that we have to do. And now that we're in 2012, even our brothers have this right as well, too. And some of you don't have to work very hard at it, and some of you have worked hard to really kind of tune that energy within themselves. All right, so now we're going to go to the next caller. Some good information. Yes, a woman's worth. There it is. Our next caller calling in, it looks like from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Kendra again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kendra. Hold the line, please. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My goodness, this is Victor Settlewell. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the mothers. And I'm a man. I'm not, you know, and I was just sitting back listening to the remix. This is my ritual as in the night, and I just want to give a shout out to all of them, especially to my mother. I know I haven't met all of her expectations, but I found my own expectations and made my peace. And I just want to express a shout out to all the mothers. Peace.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Victor. That was beautiful. Thank you for
That's all.
And everyone's sending you love, too. So peace and love to you.
Peace
thank you.
Love to you. I'm listening. I just continue on just listening. I didn't really think I was going to get picked, but, you know, just style. Love to everybody.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Oh, that was beautiful. You got to love the brothers. Got to love them. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Interpose sister. This is Silver calling from Harlem. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, hetepu to you, Silver. Sister Silver, thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Yes. I wanted to share, my children are now grown. They range from ages 41 to 21. And now I have grandchildren.
Beautiful.
And the beautiful thing about each one of my children was upon conception, I knew exactly, you know, what gender they were going to be.
Yeah, I did too. That was cool. Yeah.
And I had five children. I had a nine-month stillbirth, but she was the one that brought me into the Comedian tradition in 1988. So, because before then, you know, in the nationalist movement back in the day, you had the revolutionary nationalists and the cultural nationalists. And the revolutionary nationalists, even though we were in the same building, we were very cerebral. We were doing illegal work and all of that. But later in life, I was able to marry a man who was a cultural nationalist. Not that he wasn't a revolutionary nationalist, but these two genres did exist.
Right.
Okay. And he brought me into the cultural aspect of it and gave me a gift of a shakeray. So she's been a part of me for now 9 years. But to get back to my children, who are now adults, the one thing I could say about motherhood, since I was born on the wrong side of the track, that each one of my children, I did not have money or anything else like that, but I had a desire to have them. And I spaced them like 5 years apart so that I could give each one, you know, their own time and little personality.
Right.
And my son, my oldest son, took some classes with Dr. Jeffries, and he came back and he says, now, he's like, by that time, he's in his 30s. Ma, Dr. Jeffries had us write down, you know, how old we were. And I got to think, well, my mother, she must have thought about this because each one of us, you know, 5 years apart.
Right.
So with my children being 41 and 22, they're adults. And you have to just be patient also as a parent, because even though we say we're you know, in a culture, the culture is only in our house, because as soon as they leave out the house, there is not an Afrocentric reality. That has to be in your heart and your spirit.
Yes.
See, and so... Of course, you're going, your children sometimes, without their knowledge, try to have you prove love through some mechanisms that look like slavery, and you have to say, no, I'm not going to do it that way. So so when we speak of, first off, knowledge, well, if I was an older, logical person, I wouldn't have never had one child. Why? Because I'm a black woman who was born of a black woman, whose mama was a white woman, but my mama was a black woman. And we didn't have any worth other than what was inside of us. So
right.
So my mama had me and my sisters and brothers, and she gave me the love of worthiness on an empty bean bag. Okay? So that's the mess. Because I hear a lot of young women, you know, looking at finances and things of that nature. You can't throw it away, but you can't make it the reality.
That's right.
A child comes, you become a brand new baby. You see all the opportunities and the brightness and the happiness.
Yes.
World, because my grandbaby is here, and he sent me a picture 4 years ago that's been on my refrigerator, and his name means love. And ever since he was born, I mean, he hums to me, and he just unconditionally loved his grandma, but he sent me his picture several years ago.
Right.
So I'm just saying, as a black woman who the world says is born on the wrong side of the track, and my mama was born on the wrong side of the track, and we were not supposed to be anything and be worth anything, but she always gave me on that empty bean bag on the park bench sometimes, we were worthwhile and worthy.
Yes.
Oh, you know, of course, you can't control your children. When they grow up, you hope that they have, you know, what you impart to them, but there's a whole other world out there, too.
That's right. That's right. And they all have their work that they came to do, too. So, yes.
Yes. They keep their principles. Is integrity important? These are the questions, you know, because a little baby, those are the most joyous because you are God to them. But then a woman has to get to the part where you are no longer God to your child. In no way, shape, or form, you know.
That's right. So true.
And then you go, you see, so, you know, treasure them while they're little, but they go through various stages. with you. But unconditional love, the sister at the first, is definitely what motherhood is. And it brings a tremendous, I am five times better because I've gave birth five times.
So really beautiful. Yeah, so beautiful.
So that's the bottom line. And I am beginning my life again.
Yes.
You see, even though my children, they're more established than I am, I'm beginning my life like my grandbaby, but it's all right with me.
That's all right, yes. It's all right. That's beautiful.
You know, to women who are conceiving, since I am a mother of 41 to 21.
Yes.
You see.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Everyone is just loving this share. And I thank you so much for calling in, Sister Silver, and sharing that with us here this evening and on this powerful day. Of course, we know mothers, we celebrate every single day. But on this day that we just set aside this energy, I pulled the card for you from the Chem deck. And what came up, rightfully so, is Know Your Magic, card number one. Know Your Magic, the first card in the deck, that really is about kindness, it's about magic, and it's about consideration. All those things that truly encompass the triple goddess that you are. So I'm thankful for you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Hetepu.
You're welcome. Hetepu, peace and blessings to you. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, you guys, wow, what a very, very touching night tonight. Just amazing sisters from all over the world calling in from area code 619.
Very, very
you're live in the
night tonight. Just amazing sisters from all over the world.
619, please make sure you turn down your computer speakers for us and everyone else. 619, you're live.
Hello? 619.
Yes, greetings. Can you turn your computer speakers off? We're getting the feedback.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Nakia out of San Diego.
Greetings to you, Nakia, out of San Diego. How are you?
I am well and glad to be enjoying this day.
Beautiful, beautiful. You want to share with us some of your best thoughts, memories, being a mama? Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, I am still getting it together, and it is definitely a journey.
Yes.
My kids have been teaching me a lot of patience, and I've been realizing that sometimes it's just like, shut up and listen to them. And they're really been bringing me to a realization that some of the traditional stuff that I was raised up on, they're like, we're on a different page, Mom. Get on board. And so they really been bringing me to their mind level to just get in where they at and come down off my high horse on trying to be this mom I was told to be, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a journey. It's been challenging. My patience has definitely been challenged.
Right.
I have little ones. They're real close. They're not spread apart. I wish they was. They're definitely not spread apart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a real journey, and I'm learning from them. I'm starting to listen to them more.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful. You know, I pulled a card for you from the Chem deck, but what came up was the third eye, the third eye. And, you know, the third eye is really about inner guidance, following that inner guidance, which is that wisdom that lives within all of us, you know, following that. And it definitely seems like you are following that. And you are, yes, children will teach you patience. Patience will definitely teach you patience. And one of the things, though, that is so wonderful about being in the position, particularly a mother, whether you're a mother or a father, but one of the things is that our children, another thing that they also look for to us, and I think it was Sister Silver who brought this up, is they see us as God. And this was something that a sister brought up a couple of years back, and I thought about it, and it was such a profound statement. It kind of stuck with me, and I had to just definitely agree. Do you know the first time our children learn about lying, they learn it from God. They learn it from us. They are the complete mirror of everything that we encompass. So all of our fears, all of our inhibitions, all of the things that we are scared to say, won't say, try not to say, they say. Our children is that direct reflection of who we are. The first time that they heard someone tell them a lie, that lie came from their parent. It came from their mother or their father. That's where they learn these things from. So it is important for us as parents to really give our children the freedom to be able to express themselves, to be able to grow. But they also look to us to give them that solid foundation, that nurturing. All of those things they get from us. Throughout the stages of a child's life, they're really on that chakra journey. You know how we talk about the chakra journey? Hell, we're still adults and we're still traveling on the journey. But the children are on that journey too. So in the very beginning, when you have a baby and you're spending that time with your child as a baby, from the time of conception all the way up until the time of birth, your thoughts that you're thinking, the things that you focus your energy on, the words that you speak out of your mouth, the words that are being spoke to you, all of this goes energetically into our babies. So when they begin to show this reflection back to us, we can't help but bow down. What else could you do? Because they're showing you the reflection.
That's a mouthful for me, Miss Blue.
Well, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to all the mothers out there. All the mothers and the fathers. And the fathers, to every single one of them. Because they're going to give you that reflection back. So honestly, the only thing you can do is bow down and listen. That's it. But know that our babies are looking for that foundation. They're looking for that foundation. They have to have it. This is a big part of why some of the work that we have to put in. You think about all the work that you're doing now as an adult. You think about some of the foundation that you missed. And even though we're conscious parents doesn't mean that you don't parent. Because if children could raise themselves, they wouldn't need us. So they need us very bad. Sometimes children scream for that discipline and foundation. They're screaming it out. But us as parents, we learn to become tone deaf. We tune it out. And so the only thing that we can begin to hear is those frequencies that we want to connect with. But the truth of the matter is we have to begin to connect with our children on all of their levels of the frequencies that they're giving out. Because really what they're doing is they're really, you want to know who can read your aura the best? I mean, I think I'm badass when it comes to reading auras, but you know who reads my aura the best? My children. Get a child. A child could read your aura quicker, faster, better than anybody on this planet. All you have to do is look at them in their eyes. And they're going to say it. They're going to do it. They're going to tell it. And in some cases, they're even going to dare you. So I say this to all of my young parents, old parents, because I have to be reminded of this myself too, is that our children are here for us. They have their own path. They have their own journeys, but they chose us because they knew that everything that they needed, we would be able to provide them with it. We'd be able to give it to them, and especially those of us who are conscious. We definitely know that there really is no excuse for not giving it to them. Absolutely no excuse. So keep loving. Keep using your third eye. Keep using your inner guidance because it's guiding you with light. And really just have that positive consciousness. And use that because your children are screaming for you to use it. They're begging you to give it to them. They're showing you your reflection. And that reflection that you give to them is also about love, because love encompasses all of that. Because to love is to truly evolve. It's to truly evolve. So your children will help you evolve when you give them the love that they need. And that in turn is also going to help you evolve as well too. So peace and love to you. Thank you so much for being that reflection for us.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yeah, my daughter today, and I think I'm going to do something with it. She pulled 11 cards off the deck today that she liked.
Ah, yes.
I like these ones, Mom. That's my outspoken child. So yeah, I said, okay, we're going to do something with these because she's my outspoken one. She
don't
think about it.
She just say it. There it is. 11 cards, the magical number of the gateway energy. She pulled those cards. Yeah, that's powerful. You can actually take each one of those cards for the next 11 days and do a family activity that involves everyone, all the children. Powerful. Okay. Beautiful. Let us know how it goes. Thank you so much for calling in. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to all. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 805, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Wanda from California. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
I just wanted to say that I have 5 kids. 4 of them are grown,
mm-hmm.
and I have 1 15-year-old at home. And
okay.
the thing I loved, I think, about the journey, because it was like it was a journey, the different stages. Like when you're newborn, just like, oh, my God, they're the most beautiful
things
in the world.
Love the babies. Yes, yes, yes,
yes. And then when they get to, you can't wait for them to talk, and then they start talking, and then they don't stop talking. And then they go to school, and then the teenage years is when they know everything, and you don't know anything. But the thing about my kids, when they were teenagers, too, they thought they knew everything. But when they got out on their own and had their own kids and their own families, then they could relate to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Then they understood, you know, what I was trying to teach them or tell them. And it was a growing process for me, knowing when to step in, when not to step in, when to say something, when not to say something.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was a journey, and I love it now that they're older. I mean, we get together, we go to the movies, we go back to eat together, we have get-togethers, and it's good. Really good. And sometimes even now they think I know all the answers, which I don't know all the answers. And even knowing, and even letting them fall when they have to fall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's very hard to see them fall. You know what I'm saying? Because all you can do is give them your opinion or give, when they come and ask me for my opinion, all I can do is give them their my opinion, but at the same time, they have to make the choice.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's so true. Thank you so much for sharing that. I actually pulled a card for you from the Kim deck, and what came up was dream creation. And that definitely has been your journey with your children. It's about the quest. It's about understanding, and it's about moving when your spirit moves. And so I tell you, that couldn't be more beautiful than to just really have that energy of dream creation with you, just to let you know to just really keep creating those dreams with your children, your grandchildren, and just all of those who love and care for you as well.
Peace.
All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 210. We can't hear you. If you can hear us, we can't hear you, 210. So we're going to go to the next caller, 210. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 213. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 213. Two, one, three. I don't know if they can't hear me or what. We're going to go to the next caller.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
213. Yes, 213.
Yes. Ms. Lou, this is Louis Ray from Los Angeles. I missed the show earlier, so I don't really know the topic. I know it's the cosmic womb. But I did want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and happy Mother's Day to you too, especially.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that, and thanks for calling in. We're actually just having mothers call in from all over the world to really kind of share sort of some of the things that has been close to their heart. So hold the line and keep listening for us, right? Just keep listening. Peace and love to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Beautiful. Peace. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 403. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, it's That's What's Up, and I'm just listening. I have a question, but it's nothing to do with reading or anything like that. It just has to do with the business side of things for you.
Okay. It's up to you.
I'll holler at you on the chat or whatever.
Well, that's what that's. We're really kind of talking about Mother's Day energy here. So, does it have something to do with that?
It doesn't. So, yeah,
okay.
I'll let you
yeah,
the next
yeah.
caller, and I'll be listening, and I'll be in the chat room, and I can ask you the question about your business what I got to ask about.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Peace and love to you. All right. Well, beautiful. I want to just say thank you to all the mothers who called in and definitely shared their wisdom with us tonight. We all learned something from that. And I just want to say thank you to all the amazing sisters out there, the mothers out there, the grandmothers out there. Just to all of you guys doing what you do. And I guess I'll share something from me, and I've shared that. The number one thing I think for me, my mother, to me, as with most of us, my mother was like what I thought was one of those perfect mothers, still to this day. And sometimes it's very difficult. You know, me and my sister, we often laugh and say that we can never live up. We don't know if we can live up to her being a mother, you know. She just did it so very well. And I really love her for that. I love her nature. I love everything about it. And one of the things that if I had to say some of the most profound things that I took from me is having a conversation with my mother one day, and we were kind of all joking around, and me and my sister and my brother and us, and we were saying, oh, you don't love us, you don't love us, you don't love us, and you don't show us love, Mom, how come you don't show us love? And she laughed, and she said, show you love, I am love. And, you know, it kind of stunned us for a minute, like, what? What'd you say? She said, show you love. I'm not trying to show you love. I am love. This is love. Everything. Everything that this family is about, everything that we do, I am love. And that was sort of the message that I really took on with my children, is really not try to show them so much love, but be love to them. Be love. And have them have that confidence that I was loved to them. Not always perfect, you know, because it's not about being perfect, but it was about just really expressing that from my heart. You know, my mother expressed it to us, and, you know, she just expressed she was love. And she wasn't trying to show us love. She was love. And everything that she did, from kissing us, hugging us, to making our beds, to cooking for us, cleaning for us, taking us to school, making sure that we were safe or doing things or even spanking our behinds was love. That's love. All of it was love. So, yeah, so beautiful, 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 beautiful. I want to say thank you to everybody. Wow, what an amazing share. Lots of surprises here. I definitely have to go back and download this show. We have about 30 minutes left to go in the forum. Now, here's what I want to do. For all of you mothers who called on the line, I don't want you to hang up, but I want you to press 1. And once you press 1, I want you to press one on the phone. That'll take your phone off of mute, because now what I'm going to do is open up the line for everybody who wants to send a message out there to all of the mothers. So whether you be brothers, sisters, whatever, if you want to send a message to all of the mothers out there, then do that. And if you guys, by the way, you have a question, and if that question, if you want to find out more information about the readings that I do or any of that, make sure you email me question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, okay? Yeah, but I want those of you who want to express some thoughts, you want to share some thoughts to mothers, and if you're on the phone line and you've pressed 1, I want you to press 1 again so you can take your hands down. That's going to be 216-415-647-212-619-805 and 213 that I spoke to and 403. Press 1 so it can take your hand down. So for the rest of you who want to call in and you want to share some thoughts, and you want to share some things out there for the mothers. Brothers, this is a great time for you to express a thought to either your mother or to other mothers out there. You can certainly do that at this time. You can call in. And I'll be pulling a card for you guys. So we'll be doing some mini readings to go along with this as well, too. So just an amazing share tonight. Good to have everybody in the house tonight. Good to have everybody in the house tonight. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there and because you're listening. We're going to take just a short little intermission here. Maybe those people who have 1 on their phone lines will press 1 on their phone lines again for me so they can take their hands down so we can get to the other people. But good to have everybody in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There it is. If nothing else moves you, life will. We are live in the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And tonight we're just really talking about the fire of the cosmic womb. These are all the things that come outside of the cosmic womb, which is where all of us have come from. Those primordial waters, the waters of noon, the waters in which we will return back to at one day, and really just honoring the feminine energy that's here on the planet at this time. So, I don't know, you guys. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, do some readings, talk to you guys, see what's up, and I think I'm going to hear this song here. I haven't played this in such a long time. It's on Mother's Day, but I want to hear this. I'm just kind of in the mood for this, and it'll bring a nice little balance to some masculine energy on the show. This is by the Peacemakers, and it's called Fun Love. So let's listen to this. This always kind of gets me going. We're talking about sacred vibes as well, and it's a lot of sacred vibes in this tune here. So let's listen to this, check it out, and we'll be right back.
It's time for us to get back to being children of the Most High, and every child has uttered these words at one time.
Baba, Baba,
yeah, yeah,
Baba,
yeah,
Baba, Africa,
All right, everyone, we are live in the remix, and that was brought to you courtesy by a show I did many, 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 many moons ago by the Peacemakers. You can actually catch that in the download. So just go back and download, download, download. You can go back and you can download that show and all of the shows that you hear right here on the remix as well. You can download that show and go back and listen to it. Amazing tunes, amazing people who come to the platform to share, just like all of the amazing sisters that have been on the phone tonight with us, sharing with us about motherhood and just what that has meant to them. And so for any of you guys that want to come on and share, maybe you want to send a message out to the special mother in your life, maybe your baby mama, to your mother, you know, or to your grandmother, or to any of those amazing people in your life, you can do that. All right? All right. So here we go, you guys. It's good. 646-652-2711 is the number to call and let you guys know. So definitely call in and press 1 when you get on the phone line if you have something that you want to share. We'll do some readings tonight as well, too. We only have about 19 minutes left to go in the forum tonight. I really have enjoyed just this time with you guys and all of these sacred vibes. So don't forget the una-na. Don't forget that. Ooh, nah, nah. That's your releasal tone that you can definitely do. Don't forget to pick up your Know Your Magic deck because that's going to be there. And, oh, I so look forward to everybody that I have readings with coming up this week. So just some more powerful energy that is here. So I look forward to it. I know we're going to get started bright and early Monday morning. And yes, I know, right? 18 minutes left to go in the forum. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, people, so that we know that you definitely want to call in and you want to share something. I see the same hands up, so I don't even know if I want to go to the phone lines because I don't think you guys want to share anything. I think it's the same people. We really didn't get on Twitter tonight, but I want to give another big shout out to Esther for that amazing piece that she did at the beginning of the show. So I really, really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. Remember, being a mother, a very important job, and it's also something that our children so look forward to. They look forward for us to be on our A game. If that be the case, they definitely look forward for us to step up our game, to be there for them so that they can be that reflection for us. And so, you know, being a parent, being, if you want to call it a conscious parent, I like to say being a genius parent is really to help to give those little geniuses in our lives a very good foundation so that they're not easily rocked off of their foundation. Because once they do step outside of our door, once they step outside of our sight, then they truly are there with everything that you have given them. And if you haven't given them the proper tools so that they can begin to live their life and really go off and do the things that they want, then, you know, this is a great time to begin to start building that solid foundation for them. Because remember, they chose you. They chose to come back into this tribe because they knew that everything that they needed to sustain themselves, everything that they would need on their path and their journeys, that they can get from you. And so, you know, a lot of obstacles that our ancestors had to go through in the past, we have different opportunities. If we can say nothing else, it's because of the hard work that they put in the trenches, the works that they put in spiritually. They really opened up that gateway for all of us to really be able to tap into consciousness on so many different levels. So this is the time that we are not here to let our children down, not to let our ancestors down, because one of those things, and I believe it was Dr. Jeffries who said, one of our tasks that we are to embark on from those who have came before us is to continue where they left off. So we do have some physical responsibility that's here, is that this generation, for us to continue to move ourselves forward, and to really continue to give more to our children, to our people, to ourselves, more that then was given to us. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about mind, body, and spirit. We really, really owe that to our children. We owe that to ourselves, and we owe that to each other, to really just be that collective consciousness that we all are so much a part of. And being a part of that means that we have to first give it to ourselves. And then as we give that reflection to ourselves, our children are really going to show us. They are one of the best litmus tests for us. Now, of course, when they grow up and they become themselves, then they have the opportunity to do things because everyone is operating under free will. But when you have done what your job or your role has been as a gatekeeper in the tribe, your immediate family tribe, to your children, to yourself, to your community, wherever that community may be, then you can stand firm on any decision, anything that's being done, anything that's being said, to know that you've already done your work. You've put the work in. And so what happens after that point, it's not going to so much weigh you down. Sometimes we have those situations where our children will disappoint us. And as children, I'm sure that there's time that we have disappointed our parents as well, too. And that's just about us having sort of those extra expectations. But you know when you've mixed love into something. It's kind of like when you're mixing up that cake batter. Oh, you know when that cake is going to come out right. You know when you've given it all that you got. And so a lot of times we talk about the work that we must do on ourselves. But when we have children, when we're gatekeepers, and whether that be for sisters, whether that be the man that you're with, whether that be your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your family, people you love and you care about, you know when you've given them 100%, and you know when you haven't. So don't fool yourself into believing that you can give them 5% here or 2% there, or you can do it for one day or 2 days and then the next day decide not to care and think that everything is going to be okay. Know that you're still responsible, because when you're the one who knows, you're the one who is responsible. So, you know, we need to definitely be good keepers to ourselves. Mother's Day is always a great day to remember these things, because this is sort of what happens to all of us. Everyone who's come into this world has been nurtured by a mother. Some mother has nurtured them. Somewhere along the line, they've received that love and that nurturing from a mother. If it's no more than the 9 months of gestation that you receive while giving birth inside the belly of your mother, coming out of that cosmic womb, you've received it. You've received it. We're going to do a meditation, probably not tonight. Not tonight, because I don't think we have enough time, where we're actually going to travel back into the womb. Because so many of us, we need to go back to those primordial waters. We need to remember and remind ourselves of what chaos is like, ordered chaos, because we come out of that abyss, the waters of noon, and we're birthed into this other reality here. Once we take that first breath, once you breathe, then that life begins to flow through you. It's in your DNA. It's in your blood. All of those things from your ancestors, because in fact, we are the ancestors. The same blood that's running through you is the blood that has ran through many, many generations, going all the way back to hundreds and thousands of years. That is the same blood that's flowing through you. So just because you've never met your father, or maybe you don't know who your mother is, or perhaps you never got the opportunity to connect with your grandmother, or maybe you wanted to know your great-great-grandfather, if you want to get to know them, all you have to do is stand in front of the mirror and then begin to look deep within your eyes, look deep within your spirit, and you will see that same energy, that same essence, that same blood that flowed through them is the same blood flowing through you for now and forever. It is that red blood that connects us all. Matter of fact, a powerful ritual that you can begin to do is to really make you a mama box. And I'll say it like that, a mama box. And you can actually use a shoe box. You can also use a cigar box, a hat box. You want to get you some red thread, something red that's going to tie the bloodline together. And inside of there, you can place crystals. You can place pictures of your ancestors. And then I want you to begin to write a letter. Write that letter. If you're a mother, you can actually write the letter to all of the women before you in your family. If you're a brother, you can write the letter to your mother and to all of the women in your life that is connected with you, and put that in that box. Tie that string, tie it as tight as you can on that box, and sit it on your altar. Sit it on your altar for 7 days. Actually, not seven. 7 days you're going to sit it on your altar. And on the eighth day, you're going to untie it and begin to take all of those magical things out and begin to go into a deep meditation after you read the letter that you wrote. And really just light a candle, light a white candle. Spirit really just enjoys that essence of the white light, of coming to the white light. It will draw the spirits in. Light your favorite incense, maybe put on some of your best oil, and then just begin to ask all of those spirits of your ancestors to really show themselves to you. And you will see amazing transformation right before your eyes of all of the things that your ancestors carry, all of the wisdom of all of the women in your family, all of that knowledge. And whenever you want to go back to that space, you can. Know that all you have to do is look in the mirror, because it lives within you. It lives within all of us. And so it really is a divine essence that is just flowing through all of us. This is a really beautiful time that we're in at this time. And I really just hope that everybody here can embrace it, embrace that mothering energy that lives within all of us, because it is in our blueprint. It's in your template energy, and you can tap into it at any time. I never want to think that there's any child or any baby out there that's not receiving the love that they want. I'm going to tell you guys two quick, amazing stories, and these are two sisters, one sister that I met in a reading, and a young brother who emailed me. It was late one night. As you guys know, I stay up pretty late. Me and Sister Manya was up pretty, pretty late one night, and we got an email, and the email came in, and it said, help. The email just said, help, help. And the name of the email, I'll only say the person's first name. I'm kind of getting a little emotional just telling you guys now. The name was Dominique. And so, you know, Dominique is one of those names that actually can kind of go, you know, Dominique can be a girl's name. Dominique can be a brother's name. You know, I knew a lot of Dominiques. So I looked at the email. We did some cross-reference, and I said, well, I told Sister Manya, email them back. So she emailed them back, and all of a sudden they said, I need some help. Please help me. So I said, okay, send me your telephone number. And this is something I do from time to time. I don't always get to do it. I'm busy like the next person, but I know when spirit has aligned me in a particular energy to really just be there. Well, lo and behold, I called the number, and there is this young brother on the other line that can barely speak because he is just stricken with fear. And he says to me, I need some help. And I was talking to my girlfriend on the line, and she told me to email you. So I said, wow, okay. She told me to email you. I said, well, what's going on? And he said, well, I'm in college, first year in college, but I came back home, and I can't stay with my mother because of where she's living. So I was forced to stay with a cousin of mine. And I told him at that point, I said, say no more. Say no more. There's nothing else that needs to be said. I said, and I know you're scared. You're scared to death. And he said, yes, I am. And I caught this visual. And you guys know how I am with these visuals. And some of you have them as well, too. I caught this visual of somebody busting down the door, holding a gun, thinking that he was somebody else and shooting him. So I didn't want to alarm him. I said, okay. I said, where are you right now? I said, are you in the bedroom? He said, yes, I am. I said, you're laying on the bed. He said, yes, I am. I said, I want you to get up and I want you to go outside. And he went outside and I said, listen, is there somewhere else you can go? He said, I don't have anywhere else to go. He said, I have to stay here because I didn't have enough money to stay in the dormitory because I go to school out of state. I said, it has to be somewhere else you can go. And he said, well, I thought about my aunt, but, you know, she's a single mom and she's dealing with a lot of things right now. And I don't know if I can stay there. I said, that's where you're going to go. You're going to go to your aunt's house. I said, you're scared there. He said, yes. I said, and it's a lot of activities that your cousin is involved in there. I said, and he said, yeah. He said, and I haven't been able to sleep for 3 nights because I keep having this vision of somebody coming in here and shooting me with a gun. This was the same vision I got. So I knew that this young brother, really, it was really his inner spirit reaching out. And I tell this to you guys because I'm not the only person that this is privy to, because a lot of us have people in our lives or people around us that's reaching out, and a lot of times we choose not to be present for them. So whether they're our own children or they're people close to us. So this is why it's just been on my heart to just share this with you guys tonight. So anyway, I told him, I said, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to stay on the phone with you for a while. So I stayed on the phone with him for a long time. And we talked. And I said, as soon as you see the sun, as soon as you can see a glimpse of the sun come out, I want you to pack up all of your things, put it in your backpack, and I want you to walk to your aunt's house. I said, I don't care if you don't have enough money to get there. I want you to just get there. Just leave as soon as the light of the sun comes up. This is why I actually played Sun Love, because the story of this young man just has been racing through my mind while I'm doing this show here. So I am true in listening to spirit the best I can. So I want to share this with you guys. Hopefully, I know this is going to be powerful for someone out there. So he got all of his stuff. As soon as the sunrise, I said, I want you to go to your aunt's house. When you get to your aunt's house, ask your aunt, can you stay? I want you to clean. I want you to cook. I want you to be the very best nephew you can be. You are the best nephew in the whole world. And he said, yes, ma'am. I said, no, you don't hear me. You are the best nephew in the whole world. That's what you're going to be to her. And sure enough, he called me later that day. Well, actually, he emailed me, and then he called me to tell me he had made it to his aunt's house, and she was actually out of town. And he told his aunt that he wanted to be the best nephew in the whole world to her. And so his aunt told him he could stay there, and he was so happy. But here's the thought that I'm thinking. What if I ignored that? Not the email, because I get emails all the time, so I don't want you guys to bum rush me and go, help Miss Blue, and think that I'm just gonna stop what I'm doing to just come to your rescue. That's not why I'm telling you this. But really just hear the call of what your spirit is telling you to do. And sometimes that's not always easy. Sometimes it's not easy. It's not always easy to hear that. And sometimes it's not always good things. But he emailed me back, and he kept in touch for a long time, and he said, thank you so much, Miss Blue. I am being the best nephew in the world. And I say that to everyone who is a gatekeeper, maybe your mother, maybe your father, that there is someone out there, there is a young child out there, whether it be your young child or someone close to you or someone near you, that is really reaching out for your help. That is really reaching out for your help. And know that people come in your path, they come in your light for a reason. Not so we can take over their free will, but sometimes truly people just need help. And so I say that to each of you tonight, help each other. You know, make this sort of a time that we can help each other. That person that's been on your mind all week that you haven't picked up the phone to call, call them. That person that has just been weighing heavy on your heart and something said for you to email them, email them. That person that you've been waiting forever to tell them that you love them, tell them you love them. You know, give them that help that they need. Because we're all reaching out for something, you know, and everybody needs somebody. So love somebody. We're going to go. We're not going to go to the after hours because I need to kind of wind down. Peace and love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit. Download, you guys. It's been an amazing share today. Tell that woman in your life that you love her. Tell that mother in your life that you love her. And I'll see you guys next week. You know how we do, live in the remix. And for the rest of you, I will see you in the sessions this week. I'm so looking forward to it. Peace and love to each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here live in the remix tonight. Thank you so much. I couldn't have asked for a better Mother's Day present. So peace and love to each and every one of you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So download. Get over to the Remix family page. Share your thoughts there. Send me an email. Share your thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the show tonight. Hugs and kisses to all of you guys out there. And just keep doing what you do. And I'm going to play my Save Me song before we get out of here. Yeah. I'm going to play my Save Me song. Let me find it here. Let me find my Save Me song. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, my goodness. No, I'm going to play one of my Save Me songs. But this is what every woman in your life wants her to do, wants you to do for her. So if you guys are in the chat room and you don't get to hear this, everybody in the after hours, this is what you want to know, what that special woman in your life wants. You know what your mama wants. You know what your sister wants. You know what your girlfriend wants. This is what she wants. Bring the beat in. Put my love on top.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here.
Can you wait to
see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away.
Everybody ask me why I'm smiling, I'm so ear to ear. But I know go, you guys. Put my love on top. I definitely put each and every one of you on top. I love you guys. Amazing share here tonight. If you like it, like it. If you love it, and leave a comment. Download, download, download. I'll see you guys next week in the remix. You know how we do. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit, and keep putting the love on top. Oh, na, na. Oh, na, na. You guys know how to do it. So do those sacred tones. And I'll see you guys in the remix. I'll head on over to Facebook. You guys tweet me. Let me know how you love the show. Peace and love to you guys. Hugs and kisses. See you next week. Love you. Bye-bye.